This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1360, How to Not Start a Speaking Part 2 Answer.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, find out the low scoring ways many students start the speaking part two answer and learn the better, higher scoring ways you should start your answers. Also, get a model part two band nine answer about exercise. Hey, Aubrey, we are talking about exercise today. Well,
yes, kind of. I'm so excited to hear your sample part two answer because it sounds like it comes with a very fun story. It'd be great.
Yes, guys. So in the second part of today's episode, I'm going to provide a sample part two answer about describing an exercise that I often do. And I was telling Aubrey before we recorded, I was like, oh, there's exciting news I forgot to tell you, but I can include it in the answer. So stay tuned for that, you guys.
Yes, I can't wait. We got a really good question about speaking part two. And we want, actually, the reason it was such a good question is the name. The person's name is Boogeyman, which I love. This is their Spotify name. We want to share. This means a couple different things in English. One of them is like a scary monster. Like, oh, the boogeyman is like
if it's
under
all
your bed.
One word. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like if you watch any supernatural stories, like the show literally called Supernatural, or Grimm, like any show that features a bunch of different monsters, there's always going to be a show about a boogeyman. And every culture has boogeymans and their fables and stuff. But also, boogie, just by itself as a verb, means to dance, to boogie. So very different meanings there.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one this student means, right? If they like to dance or the scary version.
I don't
They're
know.
So different.
But guys, you have to watch this video on YouTube because like we are acting out both the scary and the dancing. So remember to go to YouTube and subscribe to IELTS Energy TV. All right. So let's get into this, Aubrey. Before we get to my sample model part two answer, let's talk about how to start part two because I feel like, a lot of students, even high-level students, are starting part two wrong.
Yes, exactly, right? Our student Boogeyman asked, you know, how do I answer speaking part two? And this is the one of the biggest mistakes we see is when students begin their answer, it's monotone, it's boring, it's not exciting. Your pronunciation score goes down if you don't have interesting intonation. And you're also not engaging the examiner, pulling them in, getting them excited to hear your answer. There are so many better ways to start your answer. So first, we're going to share how you should not start your answer. And then we'll share better options of how to start your speaking part two answer.
All right. So if your answer begins with something that is not natural, don't say it. Okay. So for example, you might see this in IELTS textbooks even. It tells you to start part two. Today, I would like to talk about... Whatever. Yes. Let's just use today's topic as an example, an exercise you do often. Today, I would like to talk about an exercise I do often. Okay. We would never say that in real life, guys, unless you are starting, you know, like a speech or a presentation. And that is not what IELTS is.
Yeah. And not only is it a pronunciation issue where that's going to tend toward monotony, like you're likely going to say this in a monotone, but just like Jessica said, it's also very unnatural. If you're going to tell someone about an exercise, you would never start describing it by saying, I would like to tell you about an exercise I do. That would be very strange.
It is my pleasure to talk about how I lift weights at the gym 3 days a week. Like, no, it's not. So we'll give you some more examples, guys. But the overall piece of advice here is that we need to start part two in a natural way. And we will tell you how to do that in just a minute. So let's just quickly go through this list, Aubrey, of how not to start speaking part two. What else should we not say?
Yes, we also don't want to say, today I will talk about, or today my answer will be. These, again, are very unnatural. It sounds like you're starting a speech instead of describing to a friend an exercise.
Right, right. Or I would like to tell you about, just nothing like that, guys. And the last thing to definitely not do in speaking part two is just to read the card. And I've seen a lot of students do this, where the examiner will say, you can begin speaking now, please. And the student just looks at the card and just reads it. Describe an exercise you do often. Okay. Like,
where they say, I have been asked to describe an exercise I read often. And then they even might read the like three bullet points.
Yeah, no, I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
Do not do that. So Aubrey, what are our options for starting part two naturally?
Yes, instead, start it how you would actually tell a friend about an exercise. Like, I cannot wait to tell you about this new exercise I've been trying.
Exactly. But it has to be, it has to make sense, right? So you can't say like, I cannot wait to tell you about this nightmare that I've had recently. Like, it has to make sense. So that's why we're giving you guys lots of options today, because in these options, you will be able to find one that fits any topic, right? So here's the first one, right? I am so excited I got this question because I can talk about this thing. Or like, I actually can't believe I got this question because, crazy story, I just saw my best friend from high school yesterday, like if that's the topic.
Yes, exactly. Or when I saw this topic, I thought, oh no. And then it could be that something you haven't thought about recently, or I don't have a lot to say about that. Admit that. That's no problem, right? As long as you then fill the 2 minutes telling a story, sharing anything related, that's a great way to start that answer.
Yeah, that is, I think, applicable to anything. Like, if it's something great, you could be like, when I saw this topic, I was so excited because I'm actually a very healthy person and I exercise a lot. So I have a lot to say about this. Or if it's something you don't know about, when I saw this topic, I felt a little bit nervous, to be honest, because I haven't been to an art museum in 20 years.
Yeah, or maybe you're not into exercise. It's the same question, right? Totally. I kind of panicked because I honestly don't exercise very often. Just going to be honest about that.
Yeah, totally. All right. So it's time for me to give a sample part two answer. Now, I didn't really take a lot of notes for this, right? So this is just spontaneous, off the top of the dome. Best I can do speaking part two.
I love that idiom, off the top of the dome. Just means like the same as off the top of my head, right? Just on the fly. That's really fun. Okay, here's your question. Describe an exercise you do often.
Okay, I am so excited that I get to talk about exercise because I legit had a physical fitness breakthrough last week. Okay. All right. Let me give you some backstory first, some context so you can understand why this is an actual breakthrough. I have had 2 knee surgeries, and the last knee surgery I had, it fixed my ACL and my meniscus. And that was like, oof. Like 2 years ago, no, year and a half ago. Anyway, long story short, I have not been able to actually run for 2 years because, spoiler alert, I tore my ACL and meniscus again. So currently my knee is like half a knee. There's a bunch of stuff broken in there. Anyway, last week we had a sunny day. It was like a high of 55. It was beautiful. And we've just had these ice storms. And like, it was such a relief to have sun and warmth. And I thought, you know what? Running, jogging is basically just fast forward walking. And I can do that. So I'm going to try jogging. I ended up running for almost 2 miles with my dogs in the sun. And I cannot tell you how relieved I was, because I know the topic is something I do often, and I used to run all the time with my dogs. And I'm really hoping that this because, are you timing me?
I was about to say thank you, but no, I forgot to time you. So I'm really like, curious.
You guys will, longer than
you'll
minutes.
Have to look back and see how close that was to 2 minutes. I'm curious because I feel like Jessica really has a good feel for how long a 2 minute sample answer is. And I'm really curious if like right at 2 minutes, you were like, are you timing me?
Would be so great. We gotta look back to go and check. See that.
Oh man, such great intonation, like from the get with the way you started it to say, I am so excited I get to talk about this today, right? Fantastic. There's no monotone here. And the examiner, especially after probably several student answers starting with like, today I will speak about, they're going to be to hear your answer if you start it like this with interest and intonation. And then it's just so many great when you say, I legit had a physical fitness breakthrough. This chunk, you guys, you can replace physical fitness with anything. And this is such a useful chunk, right? If you say like, I legit found the most fantastic restaurant, whatever it is, right? You can add breakthrough if it's some kind of breakthrough, but just to use the slang legit and this interesting pronunciation is very high level and impressive.
So legit is short for legitimately, and it replaces like really or honestly, I would have to say, like both of those meanings together, like really honestly, this is amazing and true. Like it kind of means all of those things.
Exactly. But band nine, because students don't use it very often. So practice using this. I legit. And then, anything that you would say, I truly did this. I honestly did this. And then I loved the way when you were not quite sure how long it had been, you were like, oh, that was I think a year ago. And no, it was a year and a half ago. I want you guys to pay attention to this because in an answer, if you want to correct yourself or you remember something, absolutely go back and listen to how Jessica does it. It's so native and natural. Examiners do not consider this like pausing, hesitating, fixing a mistake. Not at all. This is very native and natural. And the vocab she uses to do that with the no, it's exactly how we do it, how native speakers interrupt themselves and change something.
Definitely go back, guys, and listen to a recent episode we did about pausing and hesitating. Let me find that.
I'm going to share one more piece of feedback while you look that up.
Perfect.
There was another thing I loved that you did where you, at the end, you were saying, I cannot tell you how relieved I was. And I really want to point out the pronunciation here, because if you say this in a monotone and say like, I cannot tell you how relieved I was, that would be so bizarre. Like this, you need to show that expressiveness, because if you're saying you're super excited or super relieved, it's very strange to do that without hitting it harder, without letting your emotion show in your voice. So again, go back and listen to the pronunciation so you can hear how to really get those higher pronunciation scores.
Totally. And go and watch this on YouTube if you're not watching this on YouTube, guys, if you're listening to the podcast, because you can see how we gesture with our hands, what our face does when our voice does certain things. It's all part of the communicative package, guys. So go to IELTS Energy TV. This is episode 1360. And go back, guys, and listen to episode 1350, pausing versus hesitating, what matters for speaking scores, because that will help explain some of Aubrey's excellent feedback today, why it matters and when it matters to pause and or hesitate on speaking. Awesome. Fantastic. I would love to hear what you guys would say to answer this question. So leave a comment on the YouTube channel. Go to IELTS Energy TV and comment on this video, 1360.
Awesome. Yes. Practice answering this, answering lots of different questions that might be asked about exercise, and practice starting your part two questions in a more interesting way to boost your fluency and pronunciation scores.
Yes, definitely. Awesome. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Awesome. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.